10.95.3 FM, 621. We found the number of this monster truck promoter
in the States.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to get a chance to talk to him in just a bit here this morning. I'm really happy to be able to tell you we've tracked this down. We've had a bunch of talk on the headlines over the last couple of days about this monster truck show that they're putting on English Bay Easter weekend.
Right.
It's been in all the papers, and I saw it on TV last night, and you may have heard it on the radio. Anyway, we've got a hold of the promoter. His name is Carl Cruikshank from AFD Productions in Dallas, Texas.
Took us a while to track this guy down. We had to go through our advertising department. And
but it's almost 8:30 now in Dallas, so Carl is in the office and has agreed to talk to us about some of the stuff this morning.
Now, the first thing we wanted to ask you, Carl, and we've had so many calls about this, everyone wants to know, why does this big thing have to be outdoors?
That's a good question. It's very simple. We're getting back to basics. We're getting back to the kind of show originally envisioned by the fathers of Monster Truck Mania. I mean, big, big shows. One of our trucks, which I'll mention later on, could not possibly get into any venue but the great outdoors. I mean, only Mother Nature, and I like to think Carl Cruikshank, could stage a show this size.
Well, what is this big truck that can't even fit into BC Place?
Okay, well, I might as well let the cat out of the bag. Just in the last 24 hours, and this will be a thrill to people who have tickets already and to Monster Truck fans as a whole, we have booked, and I've only had 2 hours sleep, so you have to bear with me here. We have booked the Texas Mastodon driven by Big Daddy Liscombe. Now, this is the biggest truck on the circuit, as everybody will know.
Okay, it doesn't mean anything to us, but, no. But fine.
It's a mighty big truck, let me tell you. Yeah, I'll tell you how big it is, okay? This thing could park next to a West End high-rise. Get out in maybe a 14th-floor balcony, you know, honey, I'm home, you know, so it's that big. I mean, we're talking really big here.
So how are you going to get this thing downtown?
Well, we've actually got, we've got something worked out. We're going to be starting off the whole series of shows. The first day, we're closing down the Granville Street Bridge.
Oh, wait a minute, hang on. We're going to have to talk to you about this in a second.
Come
Hold on. Carl, we'll come back to you.
Okay.
Now, closing down the bridge was something we hadn't even heard
about.
That's
a little extravagant.
And I do want to get into the environmental stuff that everybody's been asking us about.
I have a
lot
of questions for this, Carl.
So we'll get Carl back on the line in just a few minutes. 6:29. Our guest on the phone lines is Carl Cruikshank, monster truck promoter from Dallas, Texas.
Now, in case you haven't heard, we've been doing some advertising, or Carl has, on our radio station about this big truck challenge thing that's supposed to happen next week, Easter weekend, down right on English Bay Beach. And we've had a lot of people calling in concerned about it, so we decided to give him a call and ask him a few questions.
Now, Carl, these are those big trucks with like the massive 10-foot tires and the whole bit, right? I'm wondering, you were starting to tell us how you intend, first of all, to get these things down to the beach. How does that work?
Yeah, well, it's what we call the Monster Truck Parade. We're closing off the Granville Street Bridge from 7 to 9 a.m. the first morning of the show.
Oh, great.
Now, the Granville Bridge is big, so it's not a problem for us, but the off-ramps wouldn't work for us because we can't actually get them down to the beach from there. So what we're going to do is we're going to clear off Davie Street from Granville, clean on down Denman, to the beach.
What do you mean clear it off?
We're going to be getting, no cars are going to be parked there. We're going to be removing all the lamp standards, mailboxes, newspaper boxes, any such things are going to be on the street there.
Now who pays
the take the trucks clean on down the street there, you know, and it gives us a little room on the sidewalks to play.
Okay,
with
so who pays the cost of this?
Well, the city is going to be removing the lamp standards. This is all going to be paid for by AFD Productions, as far as I know.
Okay, now, assuming that you can do this, how are people, and I'm assuming also that you're going to have a big crowd down there, how are people going to park? Like, what's the deal? The West End's not that big.
This is a vehicular event. We do not discourage people to bring their cars, but we don't encourage them. Two words for parking: street closures.
Okay, so how do we know what streets are going to be closed? Where's that information?
It'll be signed a couple days ahead of time, so you know where you won't be able to get your car.
Well, Carl, it certainly sounds like you've got almost everything looked after. But I look over here and I see there are three Zed lines ringing so far.
No kidding.
And I know a lot of the calls we've had so far have been environmental concerns.
And
so,
people who live in the West End.
Yeah, we're going to put Carl on hold for a second. And maybe let's put this, open up the Zed lines and put this to callers. If you want to speak to the promoter of this Monster Truck Challenge, coming up next weekend on English Bay, 280-9595. Our guest on the phone lines this morning is a guy we've been wanting to talk to since we've had so many calls this week about the monster, it's called a Monster Truck Challenge. That's what they call them, right?
Right.
Planned for next Saturday, the 10th, on English Bay Beach. Now, our guest is Carl Cruikshank of AFD Productions, and he's the guy who's in charge of this whole project.
Yeah, well, we decided to call him up because we've had so many listeners that were a little concerned about what was going on. One of our listeners, Michelle, standing by, and she has a few words for Carl.
I personally think that this is a really bad idea, and I want to know how this guy got part approval to do this at English Bay, and I also want to know how he's going to get the trucks to Granville Bridge to the beach and all that, because it's going to block up a lot of traffic, and it being Easter weekend.
Well, I think Carl already talked about the street closures and stuff, but that's a good point. What about city approval? How did you get this passed?
Well, the Parks Board was just concerned that actually nobody got hurt. But with 30,000 paying spectators and probably an equal number of West End residents passing through the area, you know, who's to say some jerk won't get in the way of a monster truck? And I'm telling your listeners now, don't get any funny ideas. These trucks weigh a minimum of 10,000 pounds each, and the rumor has it the Texas Mastodon tips the scales about 100,000.
Okay, wait. Well, okay, we'll leave that alone for a second. What about, I'm talking about the environmental stuff. The Parks Board had to be concerned about digging up the beach this way.
Yeah, we're going to be rutting up the beach pretty good. What we've done out of these concerns is we're going to be transporting a lot of earth and sand from another location nearby.
Okay, like where? What did you have in mind?
Apparently there's some available just down the road there, a place called False Creek, the old expo site there. There's some there there so that they don't need.
Man, you're talking about the contaminated stuff down there?
Well, that's news to me, Clay. I don't know. That's not my business.
I think that's the stuff we're talking about.
Somehow I don't feel very reassured all of a sudden.
Yeah, there's about 5 headlines ringing off the hook over here right now. Carl, we'll get you to hold. Let's get some more callers. 280-9595 if you want to talk to monster truck promoter Carl Cruikshank. 713 and the Zed $1,000 Hot Songs next.
It's big, it's bad, it's beyond belief. It's the Battle of the Bay. Yes, the first annual English Bay Open Air Monster Truck Challenge is coming. Saturday, April 10th. We're turning English Bay Beach into a gear-grinding, piston-pumping, tire-twisting, sand-spewing display of destruction. Carolina Crusher go head-to-head with Snakebite. Stand back as Bigfoot and Barefoot shake up the shore. Then get ready as Grave Digger wages West End war with Nightmare. It's too much torque to take indoors, so we're taking it to the beach Saturday, April 10th. Boss C. Kenny, the human Scud McAllister, ride 5,000 pounds of raging rain from the pyramid of flaming trucks straight into the Pacific. The Battle of the Bay. It's the fastest fuel-injected festival of fury the West Coast has ever seen. The first annual English Bay Open Air Monster Truck Challenge. Saturday, April 10th on English Bay Beach at AFD Production. Be there.
I'm Clay St. Thomas, and Valerie Ambrose is standing by. Our guest on the Zedlines this morning is monster truck promoter Carl Cruikshank. And Carl is the guy who's primarily responsible for this monster truck challenge that's being planned open air, which is kind of unusual, for English Bay Beach on Saturday the 10th. Now, Carl, I have been amazed at really how you've looked after all the details on this thing, eventuality.
Some of them have been looked after in a pretty dubious manner.
He has thought of all eventualities. Now, what kind of, you obviously are expecting a big crowd. What size is it going to be?
We're hoping to top up about 30,000 people, Clay.
And 30,000 paid?
30,000 paid, maybe a few stragglers, a few people on balconies and that sort of thing.
So what is the admission?
It's $10 to get in, and what they get to do is they get to walk and enter the area behind the rope that we've got set up from Sunset Beach to Second Beach, and I suppose between the public and the patrons will be what I call the line of meat, about 150 of the biggest, most serious guys you've ever had the pleasure to meet.
So that's how you keep the in and out sections enforced, is that it?
That's right. And some of these guys are trading first aid, too, which helps.
Oh, they sound very charming. Now, Mr. Cruikshank, what are you going to do about safety?
Well, we just have a good understanding with the drivers that they'll avoid the crowds.
What?
Well, so that's enough? That'll do it?
That's it?
They're good drivers. These guys are professionals.
Well, you know, if they're trained for doing this kind of thing, I guess that's...
Oh, there's got to be... I can't...
We'll tell you what. We'll leave it to callers in the Zed lines. 280-9595. Carl will hold on the line for us. He's been very good about this morning, and we'll take some more calls in a minute. 728. Our other guest on the Zed lines this morning is already bringing his own special treats to Vancouver. He is monster truck promoter Carl Cruikshank, and we tracked down his number after hearing lots about this I guess they call them monster truck challenges.
Yeah.
That's going to be on English Bay next weekend. Now, there have been some calls in the Zed lines from people who are monster truck fans.
Yeah, they like
One guy just called and said, you know, it's one of the last few real family kind of events you could take the kids to.
Right.
And so let's say, I don't know anything about it, Carl. Let's say I'm a monster truck fan. What kind of thing do I expect next weekend?
This is going to be a full-bore, deep-dish, Chicago-style event, my friend. The kind you can't even get in the United States anymore.
What do you mean you can't get it in the States anymore?
Frankly, Tara, a few have spoiled the fun for most of us, and the government has slapped one regulation after another on the sport of monster truck driving. We don't encourage bending the rules outright, but I must admit, the new laws that they've set up have taken a lot of the fun out of the sport. We're selling heavily to the Northwest market, so I expect a lot of Americans are going to be at this show. I just want to let you know that legally, we must drive full-blown alcohol engines. Nitrous oxide, nitromethane fuels are discouraged in our shows. Playing chicken or crossing into the competitor's lane is also discouraged.
Discouraged, but not enforced.
Well, those are your words.
Now, you're mentioning a whole bunch of technical terms that don't mean anything to me, but we do have a list of questions as long as your arm from people on the Zed line, so we want to get to some of them.
Yeah, and I want to find out about this guy that's going to drive his fireball truck into the water.
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask him about that?
Yeah, well, when we come back in a minute, we'll do that. 7:41. All right, it's 7:52 now. Valerie Ambrose is standing by, and the thing that's getting all the headlines on the Zed lines this morning is the official name is the first annual English Bay Open Air Monster Truck Challenge. Now, the promoter, Carl Cruikshank, is on the line with us this morning. And Carl has answered almost all the questions about it. The date is next Saturday, April 10th.
Yep.
It's on English Bay Beach. There'll be a monster truck parade between 7 and 9 Saturday morning that will involve closing down Granville Beach and, Granville Street Bridge.
Yeah.
And parts of Davie. And about 30,000 people expected for it.
There's going to be all kinds of parking restrictions and whatnot. People have been concerned about a lot of different things, but what I want to know about, and it talks about it on the commercial, is this Kenny the Scud McAllister. Apparently, his truck gets lit on fire, driven through a pyramid of other flaming trucks right into the ocean. Like, have I got that right?
That's it. You got the picture, Tara.
I can't believe that you would even design something like that. Like, don't you know what kind of a beautiful environment we have here, and you're going to drive some oil bomb?
Wait a second. Clay, is this a takedown?
What do you mean?
Because if this is, there are plenty of other radio stations in the Vancouver market I could talk to. I mean, I've done my homework on you guys, and I know you're light on a young male demographic. Advertising this show is a godsend for you guys. Young males, I will give you hand over foot. So don't jerk my chain.
Wait a second.
Tell the little lady she can watch a show from the media box.
Oh, wait a minute.
A guaranteed convert. We can even let her visit the cab of a truck, and if she's nice, we'll let her push the gas pedal and make it
hang on,
fire.
Hang on. Carl, you gotta watch phrases like the little lady. Tara's just about to go ballistic over here. No, just simmer down. It's okay. We're going to talk to Carl more about this in a second. I don't think you're going to get off topic if you start getting into the little lady stuff, okay? We want to talk about the Monster Truck Show. We have some other questions we want to ask Carl, including getting some answers about Kenny the Scud.
You bet.
In just a bit here. 7:54. All right. We have to go back to the Zed lines and speak more to the monster truck promoter who's been our guest this morning.
I'm so glad he's not here. I might have to slap him.
Well, now just relax. Okay? Well, we'll ask him about this stuff. He has been, less than polite here recently. His name is Carl Cruikshank, and listeners have been calling the Zed lines wanting to know more about this beach ripping up monster truck extravaganza.
Yep.
He's got a plan for English Bay next weekend. Now, Monica, what was your question?
I want to know more about this guy that's going to drive his truck through the flaming trucks into the water.
Yeah, you have a problem with that, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, they just said that they're going to bring dirt over from somewhere that's contaminated. I mean, give me a break.
So what is the deal with this guy? He drives like one of these monster trucks through some burning trucks into... his name is Kenny McAllister?
Kenny the Human Scud McAllister.
Okay, and he's going to drive his truck through a flaming wall of trucks...
Pyramid of trucks.
...into the Pacific Ocean.
English Bay, yeah.
So, like, this is environmentally okay?
This is going to make a huge mess. Aren't you worried about that?
Well, look, we've already done Kenny's stunt a couple of times... once in Baja California, and frankly, if the Mexican authorities hadn't been so agreeable, we could have had a couple of problems there. And then the second time we did it was in Florida during spring break. You probably saw it on Much Music if you'd been watching. And what we used is some kind of sponge ring with a chemical additive in it, and that appeared to work fine. Nobody complained about that.
Oh, man, you're really starting to get on my nerves. You're going to put a flaming truck and all kinds of chemicals into our ocean here? Like, where do you get off coming into town and just trying? I don't care if you are a client. You're really starting to bug me here, buddy. Like, your attitude is not...
I'm just an entertainer. People buy tickets to go see these shows.
Now, just because they buy tickets doesn't mean that it's all okay.
No, but you can't come into town and expect to make money and wreck our town at the same time.
And the other question I want to ask you is this. We've had a lot of calls about this, about the name of your company. Now, AFD Productions. What does that stand for?
Well, isn't it obvious? April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day!
If you fell for any of this, shame on you.
No. Thank you for being so supportive of me.
We'll talk to the man behind Carl Cruikshank in a moment. Okay, so if you missed it, there is no monster truck challenge on English Bay Beach.
April Fools.
Somebody just called up and said, I can't believe you would cause that kind of stress. I've been listening all morning.
Yes.
I've been very upset. And we're like, it's a joke. It's a joke. It's an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
And people are calling the Zed line saying, well, for example, did we get you?
Oh, guys, you guys are too funny. Yeah, you got me. They haven't even gotten in the shower yet.
So you weren't going to go to work until you heard the rest of it?
I was going to go to work. Yeah, I didn't want to get in the shower and miss this. I thought this is going to be too funny.
I first
thought you guys were wrecking your advertising time. I thought, oh, bad move. And then I thought, oh, good controversy. This is going to be good for you guys. And then it's April Fool's. Oh, well, I guess I lose an hour pay out of it. What the heck?
Oh, well, we're glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, you bet.
Thanks. Okay. And we enjoyed it,
too. What's your name?
Eric.
Eric?
Yep.
So what?
Did we have you sucked in?
Yeah, you had me sucked in. I was getting pissed off this morning.
Well, you know, he was pretty rude to me, but he's a great freelance kind of broadcaster guy from around town.
Oh, yeah. He sounded slimy enough to fit the bill.
Well, in fact, he's freelance broadcaster, local actor, and he's holding on line 5 right now. His name is Mike Clausen. And aside from being an actor and a broadcaster, he's one fine bullshitter as well, I think, Mike. Mike, are you still there? Wait, we had him on the line here a second ago. We want to talk to him.
Hold
on. You've done it. You've done a fine job this morning. Please tell me you are there, Mike.
Morning, sir.
What a fine job. I didn't mean to get you on your case that badly, but you're a good actor.
Well, everything is forgiven now.
You must have some kind of emotional attachment to monster trucks to be able to defend them that way. Personally, I mean...
Well, I could see myself behind the wheel of one of those babies going over the Granville Street. That would be something that would make me real happy.
You know, when we decided we were going to do this thing, we wanted to find somebody who could be the promoter, who could deliver all of this ridiculous information, all of, you know, like unbelievable information, but do it completely straight and not overdo it. So it was a great kind of Al Pacino method acting thing Mike did for us this morning.
Yeah, the De Niro school. Well, thank you very much. You got it all in one package, I guess.
There he is, Mike Clausen.
Way to go, ladies and gentlemen.
No hard feelings about the little lady
Certainly
stuff, right?
Not.
It was all just for the sake of a theatrical experience.
Absolutely.